Fox alarm. Okay. 5-40. Operation fire ground 1, engine 5, engine 41, engine 33 is the rate, engine 6, engine 23, truck 3, power 1, rescue 1, medic 1, battalion chief 6, battalion chief 2, correction battalion chief 1, fire your bolt 1, airflex 2, respond 2501, Boston Street here, B as in Bravo, at Anchorage Arena between Hudson Street and South Lakewood Avenue, report of a ship fire. Fox on 5-40, operation fire on 1, engine 5, engine 41, engine 33, engine 6, engine 23, truck 3, power 1, rescue 1, medic 1, battalion chief 6, battalion chief 1, fireboat 1, airflex 2, respond 2501, Boston Street, tier B is in Bravo at the Anchorage Arena, for ship fire, 853. Medic 1, you're in service, medic 1, you are in service. Medic 10 has the call.
Tier B as in boy at the Anchorage Arena. Tier B as in boy at the Anchorage Arena. Correction, Marina. At 8:53.
Engine 2, medic 15, respond on medical alarm 23-11. West Saratoga Street and State Street for pedestrian struck. Police on scene. Engine 2, medic 15, respond on medical alarm 23-11. West Saratoga Street and State Street for the pedestrian 854.
Truck 23, respond medical alarm, correction box area. 35-70, 36-50. Correction 3645, 14th Street. Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, between West Texaco Avenue and West Garrett Street. Report of a fire. Truck 23. Truck 23, you're in service.
On to 33, now, Trent.
33,
acknowledge, right. Right. Airflex 2, Airflex 2, you're in service. Handed by Airflex 1, acknowledge.
Airflex 2, copy.
854. Fire in Old Barrel. Into 35, respond back 3035-70-3645, Polkey Street. Family Dollar, Dollar Tree. To investigate. A fire. In a barrel, 855.
That's affirmative, Lieutenant Chief 1.
Fire in the marina. You can make truck 3 command. Give you an update once we get down there.
Units on box 15-3. Truck 3 is on the scene reporting multiple boats on fire in the arena. Truck 3 is going to have Boston Street command at 855. Units on box 15-40, Battalion Chief 1 is now Boston Street Command at 856.
Thanks, we'll be in charge. 856.
Man, why don't we start a hazmat tactical response? Probably going to have some fuel in the water.
Battalion Chief 1, I'm direct. You're requesting hazmat tactical. Turn route, medic 10. See, 857.
Patients at MDE with hazmat tactical.
Battalion Chief 6.
On Battalion Chief 1, special call for the hazmat tactical. Be sure to make Engine 57 one of those units.
Message received, 857.
Is reporting both owners of the boat are off. They are off the boat.
Christmas Castle Box, respond on. Salon 5-40. I'm missing. Engine 50, Engine 57, Truck 6, Hazmat 1 to respond. 2501 Boston Street, Pier B at the Anchorage. On the ship fire. Hazmat tactical box respond on box alarm 5-40. 2501. Correction, engine 50, engine 57, truck 6, hazmat 1 respond. 2501 Boston Street, pier 5 at the Anchorage Marina. For the ship fire, 858. Sample 23, respond medical alarm 26-50, 1449 Woodall Street, between Key Highway East and East Ford Avenue. 23-year-old female obstetric, 24-3, respond. 426, number 23, respond medical alarm 26-50, 1449 Woodall Street, obstetric, 24-3, response 859.
Come in, I'm direct.
Fireboat 1 to command, we're pulling up on scene.
Jack, copy. What do we have, two boats fully involved?
Truck 3, it's two boats fully involved. Looks like it's working its way over to a third sailboat.
Copy. Propane tanks and fuel tanks on that ship.
Truck 3, I'm with him. We copy. Fireboat's starting to hit it now.
Command, I copy that. Command, fireboat rescue, fire rescue boat 1 is putting water on the boats now. We have two fully involved with a third exposure. Looks like after that, their slips are open.
Command, I'm direct at 900 hours. Communications to Hazmat 1.
Hazmat 1.
I just verifying that you're en route with Hazmat 3 as well.
Yeah. That's correct.
All right, 900.
Thank you, 6. I'm arriving on location. We also need police for traffic control on Boston Street. Got multiple supply lines on the road.
That's affirmative. They have been notified, sir, at 900.
Truck 3 to engine 5 portable. We need two or three more seconds.
Command, we're also going to consider this IDL 8, so members on the pier are in their turnouts with bottles.
Command, I'm direct. 901.
Command, engine 5, can you see if the fireboat has kept that fire from getting to that sailboat.
Can't tell from here. Looks like it's depending on it. But give me another minute, I'll check.
Command, MDE has been notified at 901.
Yeah, copy.
Engine 5 portable 1, engine 5 mobile. Go ahead and charge that line.
Just like that boat's drifting off the pier. Is it connected with another line? We don't want that to drift into those other boats. If possible.
Truck 3 Command, the third boat has not been off yet. It may momentarily if we don't get some water on it.
Okay, that one boat is backing away from the pier, so those lines have burned through.
Yeah, that first boat is backing away now.
Come in, fireboat one. You on the scene?
Engine 5 portable 1, engine 5 mobile. Charge that line.
Engine 5 mobile, I didn't copy. 501, well, that's a command. We're on our way. We're actually here. We're just trying to get our boat in position.
Okay, see if you can give me an update on that one that moved away from the slip. Is it backing towards the other boats? Command of Battalion 6, can you see that?
Yeah, that's correct.
Not command.
And to engine 41 and engine 23, see if you can take a line down to the next pier. It might be pier C, hooking to that standpipe in case that floating boat is going to get to that other pier. Copy.
Engine 41 copies. Yeah, that's all. It's floated back into the other pier. We're heading under now.
Okay, and there are standpipe hookups on that pier. Confirm to me when you have water.
I just want copies.
Come in, go ahead, communications.
Are these all going to be private boats?
It looks that way.
904.
SOC 5 to come in.
Go ahead, SOC 5.
Yes, sir. If you're going to have members operating in an obvious environment within the pier, I recommend a dive team as a RIP team for the water.
Copy. Command to communication. You direct. Dispatch dive team.
Dispatching dive team, 905.
Correct, 5 to come in. Go ahead and make this work on fire.
Yeah, come in, make this a work of fire. A work of fire companies can stage 2,500 balls.
I'm direct, 905, work of fire.
Battalion 6 to Fireboat 1. Can you make your way over towards the west end of the pier and get eyes on that other vessel? Copy?
I mean, 5x1's as close as we can get at this point with this big boat.
Man of 41, you're going down that other pier. Give Battalion 6 an update on that boat that floated away.
Engine 5 mobile, I mean engine 5 portable 1 to engine 5 mobile, increase the pressure.
Truck 3 to command, the boat that floated away is across the pier. It looks like it's wedged up against the opposite pier right next to the boat called the Blue Goose.
Got copy. Command of 41, you're taking a line down there, correct?
Engine 41, portable 1, the portable 3. We're going to have to stretch a section of line down here. Standpipe system is broken.
Six to command. I instructed engine 23 to start stretching a 3-inch supply line through the courtyard so we can have our own secured water supply. I may also recommend one of the fire rescue boats for Baltimore County be started due to the shallow draft and the inability of our marine units to get any closer.
Okay, yeah, fireboat one's out there. I don't know if they can get in much closer. Command of communications, can you dispatch a Baltimore County fireboat?
All right, we'll notify them. I'll stand by. I'll let you know.
The update, Fire Rescue Boat 1 is continuing to put water on the fire. We still have it fully involved. A lot of fire showing on our pier. The next pier down, I believe, is Pier C. A boat floated away from our pier, and that boat's also fully involved, trying to contain it to that one boat.
I'm direct 907.
Engine 57, the command, do you have any instructions for this unit? We're about 2 minutes out.
26, command, you're going to need slot 26 to bring the scuba wagon to this.
Command, communication, direct on slot 26.
That's a negative, sir.
Command to Battalion 6, you're going to be operations. I'll be command. Go ahead with your message to communications.
Operations to communications. It's going to be Marine Unit 216 or Marine Unit 269 from Baltimore County. Special call one or both of those units. 44.
Thank you, 6. I'm direct at 908.
5-5 on the scene.
Car 5-1, scene 908.
Rescue on the command.
Yeah, got it.
We're on Pier C with the second boat. It is slowly making its way towards the second boat. It has dislodged itself from the pier.
Copy. They have water yet?
They're working on it now, Chief.
And Engine 57 can help set up that water supply in the courtyard that operations was trying to get set up.
Truck 6, I'm on scene.
Truck 6 on scene, 909.
The command, you'll also need to notify Coast Guard.
Command, communication direct, Guard.
That's affirmative, 909.
Fireboat 1 to command, we're making our way up the other side. We have the other vessel that's on fire in our sights, and we're now going to be putting water on it momentarily.
Perfect, thanks. Copy. Command to operations. Was that sailboat, did that get involved on our pier?
We're trying to protect that exposure now. We have two lines stretched, two within operation. Fire Rescue Boat 1's in the process of repositioning. They'll be opening back up momentarily.
Copy. Command to fire boat 1. Over there on that boat that floated away, is that the only boat involved, or is that getting to the other ones on that pier?
From my vantage point, the one that is loose in the marina is not directly exposing anything at this point.
Copy.
Fire boat 1, we got water on the second boat now.
Copy, I see it.
Engine 50, command. Engine 50, we're on the scene. Do you need us in a specific location?
Operations to Engine 50. I want you to work with Engine 23. I need you to stretch a large supply line into the courtyard to provide us with an additional water supply. That way we can get multiple hand lines off of that. 50 and 23, you copy?
Engine 41 to the unit providing the 3-inch. Go ahead and charge that line.
Command Engine 41, can you confirm that is Pier C that you're on?
Engine 41, this is Pier C.
Copy.
Volume 2, place me on scene. We're also going to need police on Boston Street for traffic control.
All right, I'll re-notify police 911.
Engine 23, copy. The water supply is just about in service now.
Man, ops, fire rescue boats going around the other side to the front side of that one off of B pier.
That's correct. Fire rescue boat 1's in the process of repositioning. Fire boat 1 has one of their foul pipes in service. Looks like they're mostly protecting the exposure. Looks like we have one line being stretched to that adjacent pier. Right now we're down to one attack line on the primary pier.
Okay, I copy.
Walter County, ring it, 26 Iron Route.
Command, our command post is going to be just to the entrance of B Pier.
Alright.
The third sailboat is not on fire. Damaged by smoke, but not on fire.
Copy. So you just have one on B Pier now, and the second one that floated over closer to C Pier, correct?
Truck 3, that is correct. That one that got loose is kind of like right in the middle between B and C. It's kind of floating there. Fireboat, you can move up. You're not hitting it with any water.
Command, I copy Truck 3. Command update. So we have two large boats, approximately 40 feet in length, both of them. One's on B Pier, Fire Rescue Boat 1 is getting water on that. One floated closer to C Pier, Fire Boat 1 is getting water on that, but still fully involved, both.
Command, I'm direct. You also have Baltimore County on your special call 269 en route for the boat.
Call 5 to command. Have we identified which one of these boats has the propane tanks on it?
I believe it's the one on B Pier, but I'll have to verify. Command to engine 57. See if you can locate the owner of the boat that was there. Ask him which one of those boats had the propane and fuel tanks.
57, I count.
Engine 41, we need this 3-inch coming down the C Pier charge.
Command, if it's this one that Engine 5 is operating on, we want to back them up in case there's an impingement of these tanks.
Okay, I copy. Fire Rescue Boat 1's pulling around now so they can get in position to hit that ship.
Fire Boat 1 to command. We've redirected our primary line onto the first boat that was on fire. The second boat, we were pushing it up into the channel. So we stopped applying water to that one so the little boat can get that.
Okay, I copy. Command Engine 5, don't sit too close to either one of those boats right now so we can confirm where the propane tanks were.
Engine 5 copies. That's why we moved the pier over.
Engine 41, the command. We have the boat that was drifting. We were able to tie it off. We're currently just waiting for water over here on the Charlie Pier.
Okay, I copy. Fire Rescue Boat 1 getting in position to hit that. So you do have that tied off.
Communications to command, you're 20 minutes into your incident at 9:15.
Copy.
Engine 5, whoever's throwing on the main boat, lower your line, you're hitting our.
Command to Fire Boat 1, you copy Engine 5.
I'm not going to say it again. Lower your line, you're blowing it right on us.
I copy.
Non-emergency response, Bax Area 40-60. Squad 40 report, 4502 Bonner Road, Apartment D, David. Between Wakefield Road and Windham Road, airlift assist. Timeout 916.
That'd be Engine 5.
In operation.
Yes, on the boat that was drifting, I'm told there was a release of the propane. We repositioned Fire and Rescue Boat 1. They're going to be getting back under operations here shortly.
Okay, I copy. And it looks like when Fire Boat 1 shut down their line, that got rid of that smoke plume coming towards us.
Yeah, that's right.
command that truck 3 is fire rescue boat 1 over there getting water on that boat near Sea Pier.
Truck 3 negative. Whoever's out there.
Copy. Commander 41, you have a charge line over there.
Engine 41 copies. We're currently putting water on it now. Engine 41, engine 5, if you give us a little bit more pressure on this 3-inch line.